Our Coach's Insight continues here on Care 93.7, talking Oskaloosa basketball, joined by boys head coach, that is Jeremy Rockhold, as get you caught up on where Oskaloosa's at as we're, again, coming down the home stretch here of the regular season. Coach, another go-around with one of the best in the state Tuesday night in Valley Falls. Dragons get that win, 82-55, and you saw them early in the year as well in December and got them a second time here in early February. Obviously a very good team. When you look back and kind of dissect that ball game, just what were a few key standouts for you?
Well, I mean, they're good. That's one of the main things. They do a really good job of finding weaknesses. And, you know, it's hard to, like I told the guys after the game, it's kind of bad to say, but, you know, we lost by 27, but yeah, we competed way better than we did the last time, and we did some really good things. I mean, we missed probably 10 shots right around the rim, which, you know, against a team like that, you can't afford those missed opportunities. And, man, they could shoot. They shot the ball really well, and it wasn't just one of them. I mean, all of them shot the ball well, but, you know, we hung in there, and we contested some shots. They made tough shots too. So, you know, we got to go back to drawing board. That was a tough one, but our attitudes are good. Guys competed the whole game, never gave in. And, you know, we gave them a good fight as much as we could. They're just really solid.
Jackson Heights, the opponent on Friday, it'll be the second matchup with the Cobras. And you saw them second game of the year, early December. Jackson Heights squeaked out that win, 44-42. You were right there, had your opportunities. Now you get another opportunity against Jackson Heights this week. How much do you take away from that first game to try to implement a game plan for this next one?
You know, not much. Second game of the season compared to now, I mean, lots of things have changed. We've changed, so I know they've changed. They didn't have one of their – the Bosley kid wasn't there the first time we played, and, you know, he changes the way you got to defend him for sure. So, you know, we do a lot of things different than we did then, and I'm sure they do the same. So, you know, we kind of got to take care of ourselves right now and fix what we need to fix, and then we'll worry about the rest later.
What are going to be a few keys to the game Friday night against Jackson Heights to ultimately pull out a victory?
Rebounding. We got to rebound offensively and defensively. Taking care of the basketball. You know, we did pretty solid last night against Valley. And the way they play defense, you know, they really get up on you and in your face. And, you know, I felt like we did a pretty good job of handling that. We got to do the same thing against Jackson Heights, and, you know, rebound, take care of the basketball, and got to try to make sure we're going strong to the hoop and finishing. I feel like a lot of times we look for the contact instead of, you know, always tell them keep your eyes on the prize. And if the contact happens, it happens. We got to do a better job of, you know, focusing on finishing and not worrying about the contact.
Jeremy Rockhold, Oskaloosa boys basketball coach, joining us, coming off a loss to Valley Falls on Tuesday. They're back to it on Friday at home against Jackson Heights. Coach, as always, we appreciate the time. Thank you so much. Good luck against Jackson Heights Friday, and we'll talk to you again next week.
All right. Thank you, Brandon.